In my previous chapel address last week, we heard from Jesus and his striking image in Matthew 18, that of a young child. And we considered as our theme, when it comes to your dependency on God, act like a child. Today's text has a similar striking image. It's in John 10. The words of the Good Shepherd to us, his sheep, reading verses 27 through 29. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. When Jesus says, you are his sheep, is that a compliment? It's certainly an accurate identification with a comforting prediction. It's a true description of your present and future life as sheep under the Good Shepherd. Let's take a moment this morning to track what that means. What is our Savior saying about our relationship to him? Starting with this fact, we are his sheep. His, because he owns us. He owns us because he bought us. He paid the expensive price of our redemption and then sealed it with his resurrection from the grave. Based on all of that, we are meant to belong to him forever. And he has a plan not to lose even one member of his flock. No lamb lost. No sheep stolen. That's good to hear because we are sheep, spiritually, vulnerable on our own, defenseless against the roaring lion, the wolf. Jesus knows that, so he stays close by. He calls out to us in his shepherd voice, coming to you in the Word of God. He has given you sheep-like ears. That is your faith, which perks up when the shepherd speaks, especially in the gospel. That's how he gets us so tuned into him. We learn more and more to follow what the Savior teaches and not what the false prophets teach. We learn to follow what the shepherd says and not what the tempter is suggesting. You learn to follow the Lord and his will rather than the inclinations of our own corrupt human nature. Of course, as we know from painful experience, it's a constant struggle with many setbacks. As sheep commonly do, we wander from the path of truth. We stray from the path of righteousness. We fall into a pit of sin. We get caught, stuck in the thicket of our own foolishness. But thankfully, the shepherd is ever vigilant. He jumps into action. He calls us back through his word. He pulls you out of danger, back onto a path of safety, close to him, following him, just as he predicted. That's the blood-bought, grace-driven reality that we all get to have as sheep under the care of the Good Shepherd, with much more in store. How did Jesus put it? I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. I want you to notice the present tense and the future tense. Eternal life is already yours. coming as a free gift. It starts just as soon as you're converted. Because when you have faith in Christ, from day one, spiritual death is over. Your spiritual life is happening. That life is on track toward bigger and better things one day. What David writes about in Psalm 23, which also applies to you, not just him. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Is that your confidence? Jesus wants you to have it, so he makes you the promise. He gives you his assurance that he does not lose whatever belongs to him. Nobody, not even the devil, can take you away from him. He has a strong hand firmly upon you. And to make this extra sure, he said this about his sheep. They shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Talk about certainty. There's nothing more sure than a two-handed grip of God that pulls you out of the fire into heaven. Your Savior is hands-on like no one else. 2,000 years ago, he had two human hands nailed to the cross for you and me. Today and tomorrow, his divine hands are at work, protecting, providing, taking care of you and me. His shepherd hand holds on to you and does not let go. Let that be your confidence. Embrace your identity as dear sheep of Christ with this distinction. We are becoming the kind of sheep who understand the tenacity of the wolf, are thus wary of our own waywardness. And for that reason, we depend all the more on the grace, the power, the truth of the Good Shepherd, who does not fail to deliver on his promises. As sheep of Christ, you are in the best of hands. Amen. We'll close today with all the stanzas of hymn 436. Hymn 436.